Let's go next to Mexico, where the president is facing criticism for how he handled a crisis, an economic crisis. Last weekend, Felipe Calderón took over the country's electric utility and fired almost 50,000 employees. President Calderón's decision drew harsh criticism from labor unions. The Mexican president said it was time to end waste and corruption. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Mexico City.
The seizure of the electric company spurred fears of massive power outages in the capital and caused chaos outside the utility's locked offices. Ahead of the announcement, police surrounded power plants and took over the headquarters of Luz y Fuerza del Centro. The government-run utility provides power to Mexico City and the surrounding states. On Monday, Adela Morales was standing outside a locked electricity office with her latest power bill that was about to come due. The 76-year-old says it's inexplicably six times higher than normal. Morales is thrilled that President Calderón is liquidating the electricity company. She says it was time to put an end to the abuses. The utility was run by a bunch of crooks, she says. I'm counting pennies while they were making millions. The state-run company had become a significant drain on the federal treasury. The government was pumping more than $3 billion a year into the firm, or almost as much as Mexico spends annually on its army. In announcing the takeover, President Calderón said that in these difficult times, Mexico can't continue to prop up inefficient public enterprises.
Luz y Fuerza del Centro, por ejemplo.
For example, President Calderón said, one-third of the electricity generated by Luz y Fuerza was being lost to corruption and inefficiency. And this while Mexico is being battered by the global economic downturn. Today we must change what doesn't function in this country, Calderón said. We have no other options. Resources are almost gone. Fundamental change is the only alternative. But labor unions and left-leaning political parties have vowed that they'll reverse Calderón's liquidation of the company. Thousands of former workers from the utility took to the streets to denounce the move. The head of the National Electric Workers Union, Martín Esparza, declared, "We can't let them privatize the company." President Calderón, in his announcement of the seizure of Central Light and Power, said the public utility will not be privatized. He says the 47,000 former workers will be given on average 2.5 years of severance pay. But labor leaders say they're planning a huge demonstration later this week to condemn Calderón's seizure of the utility. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.